Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israel launched what it termed its most powerful attacks against Gaza's dominant Hamas group since a 2014 conflict. Two Palestinian teenagers were killed in one of more than 40 airstrikes the Israeli military carried out in Gaza since Friday. Military said some 100 rockets were launched from Gaza at southern Israel. Catholic bishops have rescued the release of dozens of Nicaraguan student protesters trapped in a church under gunfire from armed pro-government supporters who killed at least one person inside. The students took refuge inside the Divine Mercy Catholic Church after gunmen loyal to President Daniel Ortega began shooting at them. Father Juan Domingo Guterres is a priest at the church. We, the church, always support the people and the community. We stand alongside the needy, especially in a crisis situation like this, which the country is going through, in this difficult situation where the behavior of authorities makes no sense. Nearly 3 months of clashes between forces loyal to Ortega and demonstrators calling for his ouster have claimed almost 300 lives in the bloodiest protest in Nicaragua since the country's civil war ended in 1990. Haiti's prime minister has resigned after days of protest over the government's plan to increase the price of fuel. The announcement led to riots that caused at least 4 deaths. The government ended up calling off the price increases, but the political upheaval resulted in a no-confidence vote in the lower house of parliament. This is VOA News. President Trump says that he will be asking Russian President Vladimir Putin when they meet on Monday about his country's meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election that has triggered an investigation the president described as a rigged witch hunt. That story now from AP's Ben Thomas.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's very important that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin meet as planned on Monday, despite the indictment of 12 Russian intelligence officers charged with hacking into Democratic email accounts during the 2016 presidential election. Pompeo says he's confident the meeting will put America in a better place. In a tweet, President Trump is trying to blame the Obama administration for not responding aggressively enough to the Russian hacking.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iraq's National Security Council deployed security forces and cut internet services as protests began in the city of Basra, spread to other places. Protests began after citizens grew fed up with their own poverty, as well as water and power shortages, and the summer heat, which approaches 50 degrees Celsius at the height of the season. British police say search teams have found more than 400 items as part of an investigation into the poisoning of 2 British citizens by a Russian-made nerve agent, Novichok. AP's Karen Chamas reporting.
Metropolitan police said they had found a small bottle believed to be the source of the nerve agent that killed Dawn Sturges and sickened Charlie Rowley. The small bottle was found during searches of Rowley's house, and police have interviewed Rowley in recent days since he recovered consciousness. Police are still looking into where the bottle came from and how it came to be in Rowley's house. Further tests will be carried out to establish whether it's from the same batch that was used to poison Russian ex-spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in March. Karen Chamas, London.
Italy says Malta and France have agreed to take 100 to 450 migrants who were rescued from a fishing boat in the Mediterranean, claiming victory in the latest standoff but demanding even greater European solidarity. Italy in general feels the European Union has left it alone to handle the tens of thousands of migrants coming across the sea every year. They have actually asked now for aid officials and migrants who are trying to return to Libya at a risk of facing abuse, rape, beating, and slavery. Norway renewed its financial commitment to NATO after U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis met with the Norwegian officials in Oslo. NATO agreed to the 2014 that each member nation would raise military spending to 2% of their gross domestic product by the year 2024, but diplomats say only 2/3 of the 29-nation alliance, excluding the U.S., have a realistic plan to reach the 2% level. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.